up the good fight. Introduction. Psychiatric medicine and mental health care have a serious problem. Experts around the globe, from the World Health Organization to the Pew Research Center, all agree. We are in the midst of a mental health epidemic. Diagnoses of depression and anxiety disorders have snowballed over the past decade, now occurring more frequently in teens and young children. The number of suicides across the United States has skyrocketed during this time as well, to a level beyond tragic. Anyone reading the headlines is aware that substance abuse issues are at an all-time high, too. Approximately 1 in 4 individuals will be diagnosed with a mental health condition like depression or anxiety over the course of their life. Chances are, you or someone close to you has struggled with a mental health issue at some point. In some ways, these statistics are not surprising. Our health is being challenged in ways we simply could not have anticipated even just a few years ago. Today, as a society, we are overworked, overstressed, and overstimulated by the demands of daily life. We eat too much, sleep too little, remain too sedentary, and discount what our bodies need to truly thrive. The modern Western lifestyle has wreaked havoc on our physical health, leading to an increased incidence of medical conditions like diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. This lifestyle has greatly affected our mental health, too. More and more, people go about their days with depleted energy stores, feelings of hopelessness, and an overwhelming sense of worry. We seem to be at the mercy of our devices and smartphones, spending far too much time distracted by strangers instead of making strong connections with those closest to us. Over time, all these things add up, leading to mental health crises and perhaps a clinical diagnosis. Given this ongoing battle to preserve America's mental health, patients, families, and doctors need all the tools they can get to win this fight. Over the past few decades, the field of psychiatry has gained remarkable insights into the biological factors that may underlie changes in mood and anxiety levels. Yet, emerging scientific studies are now showing us that one of the most powerful and underutilized tools to help us combat depression and anxiety can be found at the end of your fork. The missing piece of the puzzle. Today, I'm known as a nutritional psychiatrist, but I didn't always know that food played such a vital role in brain health. As a practicing psychiatrist who specializes in mood and anxiety disorders, my job is to review and assess a patient's complete medical history to get to the bottom of any mental health issue. My training helps me understand that physical and mental health are intrinsically linked. For example, often a bodily issue, like a thyroid problem, can have great impact on a person's mood or anxiety levels. During an initial workup, psychiatrists will ask patients a lot of questions, some of which they may not expect to be asked, to gather the data needed to understand what may be at the root of a person's low mood or increased feelings of anxiety. When I was just starting out my career, I learned a lot about how to ask questions about a person's medical history, family background, and what might be happening at work and at home. But I'd never been taught to ask my patients about what they were eating. This struck me, even then, as a bit odd. That's likely because of my background. In the late 70s, when I was 5 years old, my parents moved our family from Long Island, New York, to a homestead in Crawford County, Indiana. There, they started caring for 123 acres of pasture farmland, planting, tending, and harvesting a variety of fruit, vegetables, greens, beans, and herbs. Today, I live on that same farm with my wife, children, and parents, commuting each week to my clinic in New York City. I spend my weekends battling the dense clay soil, weather, and bugs, and marveling with my children at the miracle of seeds sprouting into nourishing food. I may not have been fully conscious of it at the time, but even as a child, I seemed to understand that eating fresh, whole foods just made me feel better in body, mind, and spirit. Years later, while a medical student at Indiana University, what I learned about nutrition can most succinctly be summed up as meat and dairy are bad, vegetables are good. It's probably not so different from